Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We are here at Get Out Safe New Jersey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
We're in a packed room.
Frank DeMeo is the owner of Get Out Safe New Jersey, Whippany, New Jersey. It looks like we're filling a store up. I don't see anybody buying anything, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. Not shoplifting,
we'll
buying.
We'll be checking your purchases at the door.
Okay. We also... we also have Scott Bach on one of the microphones because we've been...
It's great to be back, guys.
We've been beat up really bad the past 2 weeks, and we want to discuss that. Next week's show is Frank Fiammingo and Manny from the Bullet Hole is going to be discussing being at the rallies in Trenton in 1990 as compared to 2013. And then the week after, Evan Knappen is in the house again. So if any of our listeners have questions for Evan, send them our way, because in 2 weeks he'll be on the show again. So we're doing a live to tape from... Get Out Safe NJ. So Frank, the last time I was in a store was the day after Hurricane Sandy, and all you had was empty shelves
and no electricity.
And no electricity. Right. But now the place seems pretty packed, huh?
Yeah, we're getting supplies daily. We're trying to meet everybody's requirements and taking special requests, and people are starting. Sandy was a very, very big lesson for a lot of people.
I usually am.
Well, and when I was in here the day after Sandy, people were walking in droves looking for generators and gas cans, and you had nothing left. You had no MREs. You had no of the freeze-dried food. Do you have freeze-dried water, by the way? Do they make such a thing?
They do.
Well, we have five-year water.
He's got 5 gallons of freeze-dried water here. It fits in a thimble. It's great. You just add water. It's great.
So you have five-year water?
Five-year water. What I put in my bags is five-year water, five-year food bars. And an interesting thing is I tell people to hold on to their receipts. In 5 years, you bring it back if you haven't used it. We refresh it. My wife, Catherine, and I decided to refresh it, give fresh food, and donate the other because it's still edible. It's best eaten by.
Now, the one thing I like, besides that you're a sponsor on the show and you had the balls to be a sponsor, when I came in and you made up the bags for Sandy and our families and everything, you make the bags up like if someone's a diabetic or someone can't have sodium or low fat. Like you make up the bags. I mean, you can buy a stock bag, but you're here to consult with people and make up something for their specific needs and wants. And that's what I like about this.
He made one with extra salt and fat for me.
Mine has marinade dry rub for human
nice.
In my bag.
I like that.
So I have a human dry rub. So,
we custom make them to their demands.
Is it a spicy human?
What do you find the busiest thing flying off the shelves?
After the hurricane, it's been our 4-person, 3-day bug out bag. It's a very inclusive bag. It's a 3-bag kit, actually. It's 2 backpacks and a duffel bag. It has everything from 2 weeks supply of potassium iodide for each person, 3 days worth of food, which we go further. Most bags say they're 3 days. If you're lucky, you get 3,600 calories. We give 4,800 calories, which is 1,600 calories a day,
gotcha,
instead of the 1,200, or it's 1,200 for 4 days, any way you want to use it. 2 radios, one's a backup in case somebody runs over the first one. One's better than the other. The tools, the shovels, it's been very well thought out. I've been a fireman for a long time. I've seen what tools can do, what first aid supplies, huge, huge.
We talk about it all the time. Most people's first aid kits at home, when you open them up, there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
Maybe a Band-Aid.
Exactly.
A roll of something.
Exactly.
So we want you people to come and check it out. We have a lot of listeners here today checking it out. I want to thank our listeners for being here today, too.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Yes, please. Let's hear it.
Thanks for coming out here.
Nice. Frank, we're going to get back to you with more stuff, but right now, sit with us because we're going to be venting a little bit.
We have
people in this room that went down and froze their butts off in Trenton at the rally we had between NJ2AS and ANJRPC, and then a bunch of us went down for the committee meetings, and that's why we brought Scott Bach in today. And I'm really making these predictions that just like the Arabs had the Arab Spring because of Twitter and Facebook, our journalists, our the media people, and our politicians are going to slowly topple because of social media. Because when I went to the rallies in Trenton and D.C. in 1990, there was no Facebook or YouTube where we could share these jackasses treating us like, you know, commoners, right. So to speak. Right. And now it's all on tape. So you have to go to the ANJRPC Facebook page or the NJ2AS Facebook page. And you're going to be appalled when you see how we're referred to as the little people and how we're treated like the little people. And with that note, Scott, give us a little update. If you can't get real angry, we don't want you on the show. So I'm gonna be poking the bear today. So hit us.
Well, look, we are facing the worst attacks on gun rights in state history, and our response to that is we are in the process of organizing the greatest mobilization of gun owners in state history, beyond even what happened in the 1990s. It may not be as visible because it's a different era. Not everybody likes to go out to rallies. But let me tell you something. They heard us in Trenton. Okay, this hearing, and we'll get into that in whatever level of detail you want, but I will tell you the chairman of this committee spent most of the last 2 days on the phone with angry gun owners trying to backpedal after they rammed these 24 bills down our throats. I don't know where you want me to start, but you know, we have process that's going on right now. We know there's 43 bills that have been introduced since January 1 by New Jersey Assembly Democrats. They rammed 24 of them through a committee meeting on February 13th. They go to the full assembly for a vote on Thursday the 21st, and we can pick that up after the break.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Thank you.
Steve's producing the show now. I like that. He's doing
good. Well, I hear the music, Sandy. That's my cue.
You've been here too long, Scott.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! So, Scott, Trenton was an interesting occurrence.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, at this hearing, I believe we broke a state record on the number of people who have ever come to a committee hearing.
Now let's. I want to interrupt him for a second. For you people that weren't involved, we had a planned rally that we planned for about a month and a half. And we broke record numbers on a freezing Friday.
Right.
And then Saturday, Sunday,
right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We were given notice on Saturday via email, Facebook, and Twitter that we had to go back to Trenton for these committee meetings 5 days later. And we managed, what did we have, like 8 or 9 buses?
We had 8 or 9 buses that we basically partnered with NJ2AS on this to bring out gun owners. We've been telling gun owners for the last month and a half that we need to be prepared. This is not like what we've been dealing with the last 10 years. This is not one bill that we all need to speak out on. This is a freight train. This is a steamroller. They're not trying to tweak gun laws. They're trying to kill the Second Amendment.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so
they see an opportunity to pounce that they've been waiting for years, and they're just capitalizing.
This is their moment. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, they've been largely unsuccessful moving anti-gun legislation. They are exploiting a tragedy to promote a political agenda, and that's exactly what's going on. And let me tell you something: we have the worst gun laws in the United States in New Jersey. The notion that we need
some say the best.
Well, not us, but the notion that another law is going to stop a tragedy or that a criminal is going to pay attention to it is absolutely ludicrous. These guys have their heads up there, you know what's, okay? And I mean,
you can
these,
say
the bills
word.
That
Go
we the bills that
Go
we
ahead.
Are
say
looking at.
Word.
Listen to this. It's not going to happen, Sandy. You can try. Listen
Wait,
to this.
Before you start the bills, I just want to. I'm drawing a line in the sand, and I've been telling everybody and repeating it. I will not comply.
Yes.
Anybody else out there agree? Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Scott. I think the serfs in New Jersey are getting to the point where we've been pushed enough. And it's time to strike back.
I hope so.
And I will. I will not comply, and I'm not going to comply. And there's going to be some civil disobedience coming up unless our legislators wake up or get replaced.
But here's the problem. I think that that's exactly what the other side is looking for. They're looking for that tipping point that is going that they're last week. This never made the news. Last week, there was a person on the left, let's just call him, who was caught trying to bomb a bank in San Francisco. Now, of course, he bought the bomb from the FBI and was pressing his cell phone button, and it, for some reason, didn't go off. But his
must have been AT&T.
Must have been AT&T, exactly. But he said that he was going to blow up the bank and blame it on the Tea Party. He was going to blame it on the right. You look at all the support from the left, the Facebook pages that happened with this one maniac who was in L.A.
Oh, Dorner?
Had Dorner been on the right, and it would have been like, does he listen to Rush Limbaugh? Does he listen to Gun for Hire Radio? This is exactly what they're waiting for. They're waiting for that tipping point for violence. I would not take that lightly on our side.
Well, it shouldn't be taken lightly. I mean, you know, they are going to exploit anything. Look, their agenda is not about crime. It's not about mental health.
No,
their agenda,
not.
Plain and simple,
not.
There is no other explanation in this state where we already have, it's a gun banner's dream in this state.
Yes, it is,
Their agenda is pure and simple. They wanted to stamp out, eradicate what is left of the Second Amendment in the Garden State. And we collectively, everybody listening to this, will not, must not, cannot let it happen.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Let me just tell you something. We had a record turnout in the State House for this committee hearing. They've never had 500 people show up
for anything.
Not for a
Even
committee
like a
hearing. For a committee hearing. Okay. I mean, they've had 20,000 show up for a rally, but a committee hearing? Let me tell you something. They put us in the biggest meeting room they had, which held about 170 people, after they put out additional chairs. They had us in two overflow rooms, and as you know, Anthony, 250-plus people were locked outside of the State House inside because they couldn't fit us all
but
in there.
Associated Press said it was a few dozen people.
Yeah, well, we have the pictures. We have the pictures.
We took a panoramic photo.
I mean, look, and that's what you can expect from the press. You can expect spontaneous combustion.
Exactly
you can expect our numbers and our influence.
Look at the rally in the face of a winter storm.
We froze our butts off there.
Sideways, freezing rain.
The worst blizzard in the Northeast in 100 years.
Right.
Okay, and we have 1,000 people there freezing in the rain.
And we had over 1,000 people.
Well over 1,000 people, because if you saw, they had a closed down the street.
Yeah, what did they report? A few hundred.
Well, the Associated Press took photos at 9 before the rally started at 10, and then the photojournalist, I use that term loosely, she disappeared after that. But the photo she used was from in the morning, 9 o'clock, an hour before the rally officially started.
Right, when people were coming.
But that's no surprise. I mean,
everything,
the odds are stacked against us in every way. In every way in this state.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You know what that means? Because there's some people who are a little discouraged by what they saw in Trenton on Wednesday. And my message to them is, do not be discouraged. If you feel that emotion, you need to turn that around and you need to turn that into action.
Absolutely.
Because what is needed in the next month, okay, it's all going to come down to the next month. And I know a lot of gun owners are tired because they've been to this rally in the freezing rain. They came out and, you know, missed work to come out on Wednesday. There are going to be some key dates coming up in March in which we're going to have to double the numbers that have already been out.
Well, give us some good weather, and then we'll double it.
Weather,
or gloves. I need
bad
gloves.
Bad weather, good weather. We all have to come out.
And we also have to get everybody else out.
Frank, when we come back...
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator. One of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman. Tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Come and take them. Frank, see what we're getting to, Frank?
Oh, yeah,
where there's
going to
be
do.
Some civil unrest?
Oh, okay.
So we need to be prepared, right?
Speaking to the choir.
Unless you're prepared to eat your neighbors like I am, they should come and see you. So
nice.
What did you want to say, Frank?
I was just... You know, you hear a lot about how it's the guns. You don't hear much about the 2 firemen that were killed Christmas Eve day. Doing their job. I'm a fireman. Doing their job. Nobody's out there saying the gun killed these guys because it wasn't the gun. It was somebody that beat his grandmother to death with a hammer and only did 18 years. What was he possibly doing out of jail?
It wasn't 18 years. It was less.
He did less.
It might have been 18 months.
No, he only did. How many? Does everybody know how many years he did? The one who killed the 2 firemen. He killed his mother with a hammer.
17 years.
How many?
17 years.
He did the full years. 17 years.
Oh. He should have done 117 years.
He should have died in prison, or I would have fed him to other prisoners.
That first person you can't do anything about. You don't know about it. That second, third person should never have died. But nobody's saying anything about that. It's always the guns, Frank.
Always the guns. If you can blame an inanimate object, you take a gun and you lay it here on the table, and you come back 100 years from now, that gun probably wouldn't have killed anyone.
You know, I'm looking in the audience, and Crazy Laurie reminds me of something. Sorry. You know, the level of disrespect we were shown, and I keep talking about how social media is going to help perpetuate that and fight our cause. Scott, you've been in this game a long time, and you've been to plenty of hearings and committee meetings and et cetera, et cetera. Have you ever experienced such a level of disrespect as voting, law-abiding taxpayers before?
Not to the level that I've seen. I mean, I've been disrespected at hearings, but I have never seen a group of legislators ignore 500 people. I mean, you've got to... hear this to believe
it. Well, Scott, we were talking last week off the air. I said, it's not that they don't know we're outside. They don't care.
Well, they're also They made a huge tactical error. I mean, they opened this hearing and they started moving bills and voting on them before everybody got a chance to be heard.
Now, is that legal?
Unfortunately, in the Garden State, yes. Okay, they can. Yeah. Not only do the rules permit them to do whatever they want, but they could change the rules midstream. I'm sorry to say, but when you want to testify,
sounds fair.
When you want to testify in Trenton, you show up at a hearing, you fill out a slip of paper. When people walked in, they said, "I want to testify against every bill." There's 24. Do I need to fill out 24 slips? And they were told, "No, just put all on the list, and we'll take you for each bill." Well, the committee hearing starts. They must have gotten a lot of those, probably hundreds of them. And they say, okay, well, we're only taking – well, they didn't even say it. They just started calling people who filled out individual slips and ignoring everybody else.
Wow.
So, you know, the first tip on this is I basically, during one of the testimony periods, I opened it up and took a minute of my time that they allocated and said, look, you know, this is a public hearing. People drove hours, took off a day from work. There's a lot of people not being heard here, and you need – to hear them. And that kind of set off a bunch of other speakers who got up. And middle of this hearing, it became overwhelming. And the committee chair kind of stuttered and stammered and said, well,
he has a problem with the English language anyway. I can say that. I don't give a shit. Go ahead.
Okay. And, you know, mid-hearing said, well, okay, you know, we'll change the rules. But somebody actually said to them, I should say it this way. The committee chairman actually said, well, we're going to give everybody a chance to testify after we vote on these bills.
Are you serious?
And I am 100% serious. And the room basically erupted. And the person who was at the microphone at that moment said, excuse me, this is a public hearing and you're going to vote before you hear our testimony. And, you know, I mean, what can you say if you're a legislator on that? Essentially he said, they conferred and got all flustered and basically said, well, okay, in the middle of the hearing, they said, okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna take testimony, you know, from anybody who wants to talk on these bills. But, it was the most chaotic, disorganized, and unfair hearing I've ever seen in a dozen years doing this.
Well, looking at his presentation skills and his command of the English language, the fish stinks from the head up. So that's his committee. That committee was basically a kangaroo court.
Absolutely.
Well,
okay?
I will say we had a few good friends on the committee that day, chief among them, Assemblywoman Allison McCose.
She's been on the show. She's a great, 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 great legislator for us.
She's
okay,
good.
One of
feisty.
Not you. Everybody else
One of
clap.
The highlights was when she grilled the woman from Ceasefire, New Jersey.
Yes.
And at the end of the grilling, when that person was basically left stammering, she said, you know, you, ma'am, don't know what you're talking about. And the room erupted. You know, we had a few other moments as well. Like, at one point when there was testimony on the magazine limitations, and we gave a lot of testimony about how it doesn't really matter because you can change a magazine really quickly, the chairman, who is a detective from Jersey City, said, well, people take different amounts of time to change
magazines.
Yeah,
this is a guy who couldn't hit a target if his life depended on it.
It could take me 20 seconds to change a magazine.
Good.
And again, the room erupted, this time in absolute laughter.
That was just a blatant lie.
Well, it might take him 20 seconds.
No, he could never pass his police qualifications. you know what he has a lot of time for? He has a lot of time for his Facebook page. And since it's public, I'd love to discuss that.
Oh, the big booty?
I'm not concerned about the soft porn. But for our listeners, it's Charles, M-A-I-N-O-R, Charles Maynor. He's on Facebook.
Oh, you have to see.
And it's his public page. And he has his likes. He has some soft porn. But what really bothers me is he has a link to videos for those
knockout games.
Where they knock out and kill people.
Yeah.
And he likes that.
He
follows
that.
And to me, he's condoning violence. And as a law enforcement officer and an elected official, I think that's horrible. And he should resign. But since he's from the left, the press will never attack it. But that's what we're facing. So go on his Facebook page and check it out. Maybe send him a message.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
I recognize that voice.
Frank, yeah, do you sell emergency wigs?
Emergency wigs.
Al Sharpton could use an emergency wig.
You know, it's a funny thing. Of all those people who came on the bus that day, not one of them came Al Sharpton style, where they stopped, you know, and picked up people and said, hey, you want a free lunch? Hop on board.
You know, I just want to say this segment is now going to be sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic. Dr. Eric couldn't make it today. He works every Saturday, but check him out at waldorfchiro.com. Again, pro-gun people, we want to keep everything in the family. Go on his site or his email and send him a little message and tell him you're coming down, and he has specials for Gun for Hire listeners and supporters of NJ2AS, ANJRPC, and the NRA. So spend your money wisely. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about, we had our own impromptu rally outside on Wednesday. Bob, you were there too. Did you thaw out yet?
I'm still thawing from
the first rally? Okay. Well, you know, it's funny, Frank, because I have your emergency bag in my Tahoe, and when I was out 5.5 hours, I was tempted to eat the food in the bag and drink the water because it was such a long time, you know.
Yeah.
But we talk about this all the time, but we've gone to these rallies and stuff, and Frank agrees, everybody should have a bag like that in their trunk, right?
At least a one day.
I don't think one day is enough.
It's not enough.
I think you're being too kind. I don't think one day of food lasted me like 4 hours.
Well,
and then I wanted to eat the toll collector on a turnpike.
You're a little bigger than I am, but...
Yeah, what's this cannibalism theme that's coming?
It's going to be the way to go.
It's frightening.
Didn't you see the movie Soylent Green?
It's a little frightening.
It's people.
Okay?
It's people.
It's people. Well, that's what's going to happen.
Three days is not enough.
You don't have Soylent. I can't even
Soylent
say that.
Green.
Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
Not
Soylent
in
the,
Green.
Oh, the Savant. I got the Savant.
You stock that?
If you want it, though, we'll get it, whatever.
Oh,
it is.
That's good. He can get it. He can get people. It's people.
It's people.
So it's Anthony.
I got a few I'll give you.
It's for Anthony.
But yeah, so everybody should have something in their
car.
Absolutely. Now, even my 18-year-old son has something in the car. My 23-year-old stepson is in he's in Hawaii right now. He has a bag that we sent him for Christmas that you made up.
Yep.
I mean, they're great gifts.
Absolutely. You got food, you got water, you got blankets, you got ponchos, you got
no
knives,
chloroform,
two flashlights.
You've
got the basics in the basic one day, and then the 3 day, and then obviously the 2 month.
Frank,
worth of food.
So we don't scare people. Ballpark, what's one of these kits cost?
The 1 day is $100.
$100.
$100, and that's food, water, and masks,
everything,
first
not,
aid.
Everybody thinks this is really expensive.
And what would a 3 day cost?
A 3 day. Well, the biggest seller we have is the 3 day four person. And that
so that really would be like a
that's
two for person
a whole
for
family,
me, right?
Well, be a lot of couples buy the four person for the extra food.
And
extra
what's that cost?
That's $549.
Yeah,
but
so
that is
less than $100.
Potassium iodide. Right. That's two radios. It's 3 days worth of food. It's not a cheap bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I sent my kids in Oklahoma.
That's what I want to hear.
Colorado.
That's what I want to hear.
What I give them is what I give the people. I'm not on the internet. I have to look at you. I can't screw you
right.
over the internet.
Exactly right, yeah.
You're going to come back and say, you did me wrong.
And it's customized.
Not
it's not
wrong.
Something you're picking from column A,
exactly.
column B.
It's money well spent.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I see you had this mask here. The guy was here to rep for
it. Ready mask.
It's called a ready mask. It's a particle mask with integrated eye protection.
Yep.
And it sticks on, huh?
I put those in all the bags, multiple day bags. It covers your eyes, which is very important. It covers. It's such a seal that it will help in radiated dirt.
Will it
bomb.
Filter methane gas?
No. But I do have I do have one that will.
Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Anthony, we talk about the responsiveness of our audience. It is an incredible thing. Lipstick Bodyguard last week they sponsored the show, the extended show. Their servers were crushed, absolutely crushed. And every time they went back up, they got crushed again. All from our listeners. We got to just thank you guys. I mean, you're supporting all of our sponsors, which make this show possible.
Got to keep it in the family. Here's a company not in the family. The Gun Rabbi, who gave a rousing speech, Rabbi David Ben-Dori, our rabbi, he got a letter from Vermont Teddy Bear. Dear Rabbi, thank you for inquiring regarding our custom-made teddy bears. Unfortunately, at this time, we are not able to make any with any form of weapon on our bears. We are sorry for any disappointment this may have caused. He wanted to order it for his daughter, and he wanted to, you know, to hold it a little rifle or something, or a shotgun. They won't do it. Political correctness, as Ron Sousa says, the Sharia law of our country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay? It's a bad thing. What's up, Sam? Okay, so where are we now? Scott, what else? So we got our heads handed to you. What day were you at the rally, Sam? Friday or Saturday? You're Friday or Wednesday? You were there.
Wednesday.
Another guy stood outside and froze. Did you get inside?
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody could have brought my gloves out for me, which would have been nice. So, Scott, the level of disrespect by the committee, the unpreparedness, the unprofessionalism, is this indicative of what all our elected officials are pretty much like today, except for an Allison McHose or so?
Yeah, pretty much. And I will say the hearing eventually went on for almost 8 hours. I think they were trying
to. They didn't get a lunch or anything?
No, well, they had food in back. We didn't have a lunch, okay? You know, the hundreds of people in the committee room.
Oh, but they took a break.
How come the room is set up that we have to sit so far from them?
That's just an anomaly of that particular committee room. A lot of
because I was expecting them to wear like a scepter and a crown when they come out, and a signet ring that we all have to kiss and genuflect.
Did you bring your monocle when you were testifying?
No, I never got inside
to testify.
I stood outside.
Anthony did yeoman's work, turning hundreds of people who were frustrated they couldn't get in to a very productive rally made a statement to the people inside the hearing room, to the legislators. I mean,
you actually had to go get the state police to give you an emergency permit.
They gave us an emergency permit to assemble, and Bob Henn from NJ2AS was my front man. I handled the podium and the crowd. We read the first 10 of the Bill of Rights. We did a Pledge of Allegiance. They got us a flag. We read the oath that our politicians are supposed to take when they to get elected. So it was, we ended up, and then all the people who were going to give statements inside gave their statements at the podium. And then as people came out, like Ainsley and Dora, who's Nora's everybody's hero, Nora from the Navy, she's the one that told Maynard, pay attention while I'm talking or I'll slap you, bitch, okay, which was really good. They came out and they shared what was going on. And a few people, Scott was sending me text messages, and Demetrius was sending me Facebook messages. So I would go up to the podium every couple of minutes with an update to get us going. But I will say the state police were very nice to us. They let handicapped and elderly people use the bathrooms inside instead of having to walk to the library. But we were really locked out, like you know, like the redheaded stepchild. And it really put a blemish on me with our legislators. I would like to line them all up and slap them all, to be honest with you. You know, can I say that? Yeah. I did. Too bad.
Yeah, okay. I'd just like to say.
Go ahead, Frank.
I'd just like to say that I've had a lot of people come from your show, and I made some good friends, Sam KB and one of them. Your people are portrayed, we're all portrayed as nut jobs that have guns, and I find just the opposite. I find some strange people that come in here, and not one of them is from Gun for Hire. So just in my opinion, your people that listen to this show are very decent, honest people.
We also have jobs.
You have jobs.
Yeah, we pay taxes.
Wow.
So
it's novel in today's day.
Yeah, I just had to say that.
We get fingerprinted.
We get fingerprinted, mug shots. That's very nice. We're certified good people.
When we come back, we'll be back.
Well, when we come back, we'll be back. That's very good.
We can lift our eyes to heaven and believe in the God we choose. Liberty. Reaching out to the world, her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We have to brainwash people to think of guns in a very different way.
I have a breaking...
Eric Holder.
Oh, I hate Holder. I have breaking news from Evan Knappen. Florida Attorney General, as of right now, your Florida non-resident carry permit, do not use it in Pennsylvania.
It is no longer valid.
What they did was a lot of people that live in Pennsylvania, residents of Pennsylvania, would not qualify for a Pennsylvania resident carry permit because of speeding tickets or misdemeanors.
And that was mostly Philadelphia County.
Mostly Philadelphia County. So what they would do is they would get a Florida non-resident carry permit so they can carry in their home state. So instead of the AG saying, well, if you're not a resident of PA, you can use a non-resident, and doing the right thing, she banned the reciprocity with Florida completely. They are dumb. So right now you're Utah, New Hampshire, Arizona, Virginia. They're all good in Pennsylvania.
And if you are a full-time Florida resident, your permit is still good. But if you have a non-resident, no good.
Correct. So beware when traveling. This is how it works with reciprocity. Always go to USA Carry or handgunlaw.us before you travel out of state with your carry permit to make sure that you're covered.
Now, there is a loophole we got from the great one, Evan Knappen.
Yes.
Virginia You offer Virginia and Utah.
Yes.
And Virginia and Utah, if you're a Virginia or Utah carrier, you can a non-resident carrying permit, you can also still carry in the state of Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Just not Florida.
So, Scott, let's talk about disrespect and being treated and what we need to do. We're going to be rallying again. You've mentioned that already, right?
Absolutely. Not having a rally per se, but we have a few more important, critical, actually, events coming up. Thursday the 21st, the assembly is scheduled to hear the full assembly to vote on the bills that came out of committee.
And now, we know how that's going to go, right?
There?
You can go back there, but there's no opportunity for testimony. We view Thursday's event as optional, okay, because there is not that much impact that we can have collectively. It's great if we make a presence there. However, the key events, assuming some bills get out, are going to be there's going to be another committee hearing, but this time in the Senate, and that could happen as early as the second week of March. That one, we need to try to get 1,000 people into that room should that happen. And then following that, there would be, assuming a bill gets out, there would be a full vote in the Senate before something would go to the governor's office. So it's important that gun owners pace themselves right now. Okay, we've got to turn out big time.
Can we?
For the next legislative hearing, which will probably be in March, and then as this thing advances, if they do advance, we need to keep ratcheting it up. We need to get
stronger.
We have
to understand that what we were talking about this last week is the fact that this is what I'll call political volley fire. What they're trying to do is throw the kitchen sink at you to get you tired, to get you frustrated. And you have to stay the course. And you have to get your friends involved. All the people who were involved who are gun people didn't show up at that rally. There are over 1 million gun owners in the state of New Jersey.
We had speakers at our outside rally that were not gun owners. Correct, guys? They were coming down because they were libertarians and they believed in the Bill of Rights. And they were supporting us. Now, Scott, can we add something to the letters? The next time we're going to go down there for a hearing, should we add to the letter to the legislators that I am coming to the hearings? Please make sure you schedule this in a room to accommodate us. Like, can we give them a heads up on that?
Well,
because
yes.
Isn't it our right to be part of the whole process?
Yes, it is. And just so you understand, we had that discussion in the assembly in advance of the committee hearing.
We told them
there were a lot of people coming, so they moved it to a bigger room. We told them they better take testimony from everybody, and they had their own ideas. Okay, so, of course. I mean, look, Anthony, what most gun owners in New Jersey see is the tip of the iceberg. There is a giant piece of
machinery.
Activity that most people don't see.
Right.
And, you know, we are constantly in the state house. We're constantly dialoguing with these guys. We're trying to slow it, stop it, disrupt it. And, you know, when it gets to the point of a hearing, it means those activities haven't been successful. So, yeah, we'll be talking, and we expect very different treatment in the Senate. Okay, the Assembly is kind of like this group of, you know, they're in a feeding frenzy right now. They're the leader of the Assembly, who, by the way, is the one pulling the chairman's strings on
Sheila
this.
Sheila Oliver.
Now, you know, Charlie Maynard, we can all say what we want to say about him, but he does what he's told.
He's a puppet.
That's the way things work in Trenton. Leadership decides what's going to move, and the committee chairmen have to do what they're told. Otherwise, they lose their chairmanship. So,
and tactically, they have to do it right away because we know that the American
attention span
wanes.
Absolutely. I mean, this is their moment. They have to seize it. I mean, we all saw what happened in New York State.
Right.
Okay, that was a middle of the night raw deal. No chance for testimony. No chance for even bill analysis.
And you would expect that in New Jersey. I mean, New Jersey has a history for that.
Well, the thing is, the one thing we have is that these folks are not that organized. Okay, and the dynamic here is different. We don't have a governor who's out there attacking us every day.
Correct.
And we have had leadership inside the state Senate, Senator Sweeney, who has not wanted to move any gun bills. So the real action has been in the Assembly. We've killed every bill that's come so far since this session has been until they've taken this this momentum post Newtown and just tried to run with it.
Was this unprecedented history, 24 bills in one day?
It's probably not unprecedented because they'll do that kind of thing in budget issues, but on social issues it very well is. You know, it was interesting. I saw some comments from Assembly Democratic Leadership spokesperson Tom Hester the other day, speaking matter-of-factly how, this is typical business as usual. That guy used to work for for Associated Press, and now he's a shill for the Democrats
Associated Press.
Talking about the common sense gun laws they're trying to jam down our throats.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
About time for some freedom in New Jersey.
This segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com. They were instrumental in setting up the two rallies in accordance with ANJRPC, Frank making testimony. Remember, $35 a year, it's cheaper than a
back waxing.
Cheaper than a back waxing. Couple of announcements. There's going to be an emergency meeting in Belleville this Thursday, the 21st at 7 p.m. to discuss elections that are coming up. And if you want to come out and check it out, please do. Also, they're having their first meeting in Warren County. It'll be on April 17th. Details are on the NJ2AS website. And also, they're still having that high school writing contest. So if you know anybody that wants to get into it, please do so now. I want to take a minute before we proceed. I want to thank ANJRPC. Scott's here. I want to thank the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. I want to thank all of you that are here. Give yourself a little round of applause, please, for showing up and supporting all of the events. I want to thank Frank for hosting us today. Frank,
my pleasure.
You're great. Frank, we were talking before about how food is worth more than gold, Sandy, weren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't eat gold. Everybody's investing in gold. One of the interesting things that's going to happen, I think, and based on who I'm talking to from the economic side, is Russia, guys, I don't know, this didn't make the mainstream news, but Russia bought enough gold this past week, three times the weight of the Statue of Liberty. Now, if Russia is buying gold, it says, it's signaling the dollar is going to collapse. And if the dollar collapses, we're in deep doo-doo, folks. So the best thing that you can do right now with hyperinflation in the near future is to invest in things that matter. I think food. I'm investing in precious metals, right? Gold, silver, lead, brass, and copper, and in food. So, I mean, that's me.
My wife is probably going to throw something at me, but I would highly recommend buying at least 2-3 months of food.
Absolutely. Listen, here's the way it is. Look what's going on with the Carnival Cruise Lines right now. This is probably the most publicized thing that's happening. But
yes,
look at really what happened. In 72 hours, people were turned into animals. And it's not like they didn't have food. They had food. It wasn't hot food. They couldn't cook the food. But a cruise ship is packed with food.
There were people there.
And it wasn't like they didn't ran out of water. All right, they were crapping in buckets. Yeah, that's not the greatest thing in the world.
Right.
But they didn't have to sit with those same buckets for days on end.
More importantly than food is water.
Is water.
The water.
Yes.
My wife is, I got to give her a lot of credit.
And he's got the freeze-dried water.
We have the freeze-dried water.
Just add water.
Just add water.
It's great. It's wonderful.
Something my wife taught me and many people, every single soda bottle, every single milk cart container, clean it out, refill it with water now. Throw a few drops of...
Beer is no good? You can't
Beer, beer bottles, sir.
A few, might even have a few drops of bleach, bottle, right?
Just
unscented bleach.
Unscented bleach, about 16 drops
but what
per
is that,
gallon.
What is that 55-gallon drum you have?
That I sell two ways, either with the 55-gallon treatment, which will last 5 years, or it comes with the 100-gallon pump. Now, the good thing about the pump is after you use the water that is cleaned already, you fill it with tap water now. After a year, 2 years, it's going to get some bacteria. That pump is going to take out that bacteria 100%. Now, the good thing is you have a 55-gallon food-grade barrel that you would use a coffee filter to pre-filter from the river, from a stream. Now, your filter on this pump that comes with the barrel is still good. You got 110 gallons of water now.
And that's pretty cheap. Well, how much was that? I just looked at that.
With the pump, filter, bung wrench, and the barrel, it's $149.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I mean, it's without water, there's nothing to talk about.
Correct.
Yeah, without water,
done.
You're dead,
you know,
in 3 days.
People ask me all the time, what are the big three? I tell them water, food, weapons.
And beer.
Oh, water, weapons. Food, weapons.
Oh, well, if you have the water and the food, unfortunately, you're going to need the weapons.
See, now I've been saying guns, ammo, and no conscience, but okay.
That's same
good.
Difference.
Yours is pretty
same,
good.
Close to the
yes.
same difference.
Okay. So that's
what,
great.
It's very, very, very important not to tell anybody what you're doing because they could be laughing at you now when it comes, and it's not if, it's when it comes. They're going to say...
Frank, we discussed this during Hurricane Sandy.
Yep.
My wife was on the phone inviting family and
yep.
friends over because
yep.
we were prepared. And I was
big
not
mistake.
Happy with that. Okay? I was not happy with that.
My wife
they need
gave
to prepare
her backup
on their
generator
own.
Away.
His wife gave their backup generator
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I remember
okay?
that.
And if your generator blows up, now you don't have anything. No, I don't want anybody to
I remember you telling
know.
Me somebody asked for gas and you had to say
yep,
no.
Correct.
You didn't know how long it was going to go on. I actually sent an email out to all my brothers and sisters and close friends, and I told them I will do whatever you need. I will get you whatever you need right now at my cost. I won't charge you a nickel, but do not come to my house after it happens. And it's just the way it is. It's, you know, it sounds cruel, but I got a family to protect.
That's
dude,
right.
I got perimeter alarms all around my property.
I had a guy tell me about a perimeter alarm. And he was a cop. I got a lot of cops in here. He went to the junkyard and actually bought airbags, and he wired airbags. He's got a soft nice. Perimeter.
So you want to blow this? Somebody like 10 feet away?
Well,
I need that.
Let's get some. Where did he get them? Let's
junkyard.
Get
right at the junkyard.
Actually, we could just go to Newark.
Them.
I'm sure there's a gang heist in
there's no
airbags.
Gangs.
No
there's
gangs.
No gangs.
There's no
Booker
gangs.
Would tweet it if yes, there was gangs.
He has a soft perimeter where it's just noise. You keep coming. The second hole has ball bearings and screws and airbags. I
booby
mean,
traps
this is how
are
serious
illegal,
people
by the
are
way,
taking
ladies
this
and gentlemen.
This
just
is...
want to put that out there.
Just saying.
I like how you're thinking, though, Frank.
Yeah.
Now,
hey.
Scott, what's coming up? What do we have to do?
Well, like I said, look, you started out in this segment by thanking the people who are here.
Yes.
And I want to just say to the people who are here and to everybody that is listening, organizations like ANJRPC and NJ2AS and NRA would be nothing without its members. The power is in you. It is not in us. The only reason we have any power is because of you. And sometimes it feels like it's lonely. Sometimes it feels like all the odds are against us. And, well, why should I bother? It just doesn't matter. It's not going to make a difference. And I'm here to say it does make a difference. The power of one is the power of all. Because when you take that action, know there are hundreds of thousands of other people
yes,
that are acting at the same time. And
yes.
the collective impact
right.
is what we need to have. What I want to say is what's coming, it's coming down to the month of March, most likely.
The Ides
okay?
of March?
This is it. No, this is it. Okay, if these bills get through the Senate... Okay, then they go to the governor and, you know, whatever happens, happens. It all comes down to the month of March. If anybody listening to this, if you've said, well, I don't want to come down, I can't take a day off from work, now is when it matters. It is now. When we put out the alarm and say there's another committee hearing to come to in March in the Senate, we have got to have unheard of
fill
numbers of people showing up,
yes.
spilling out
right.
into rallies, not just in the well
right.
of the you know, where
right
you
out
are,
into
Anthony,
the street. Make them stop every main artery coming in and out of that town.
Everything is going to come down to that. We have a different opportunity than what happened in New York State. They weren't organized enough here, and we need to use every minute of every hour of every day
right.
to prepare, and that's exactly what we've been doing. So what I'm saying is, just in terms of logistics, February 21st, we have this optional assembly.
I'm not going. I'm tired of standing out in the cold.
But probably within the first couple of weeks of March, there will be another committee hearing. We need to pack that one like never before, and following that will be a voting session in the Senate, and we need to pack that gallery because that's the last step before the governor's office. So get fired up. I don't know. Take a look. Go to the ANJRP website. If you're tired, look at our video that we created, Stand and Fight, which has over 7,000 hits in its first couple of days. If you want to get fired up, you want to see what's at stake, go take a look at that.
Give the URL for that, Scott.
It's on the ANJRPC Facebook page, and it's in the ANJRPC website.
Right, or you can Google NJ Stand and Fight, and you'll get you'll pop up right to that video.
NJ Stand
and
Fight.
It all comes down to now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Everything depends.
Absolutely.
Is coming in the month of March. So
beautiful. And Frank, what do you recommend we do besides getting guns and ammo? We can't get ammo anymore.
We can't get
guns anymore. There's shortages of everything right now. The manufacturers can't keep up, and we're also we're in competition with the government and the Department of Homeland Security, who is buying billions of rounds of ammunition.
Like that wasn't planned.
Which we're all wondering why.
Yeah.
Or how about the fully automatic personal defense weapons that the government buys?
Yeah. Oh, they're a personal defense when the government buys them.
Right. But when we buy the semi-auto versions.
Weapons.
They're assault weapons.
I see.
Hypocrites.
How that works.
We need to get more people on board. You know, if everybody that showed up brought one extra person,
right,
it would have doubled it. And I really commend the people that came out. It was a horrible day, the day of the rally, and it was pretty cold the day of the committee hearing. So I want to commend everybody for doing that. And I think, Scott, I think we're going to get 5,000 or 10,000 people in a nice weather. I think between social media, communication, and I think we're all pushed to the edge of the precipice. Do you people agree with me here? Are we to the edge? We're to the edge here, all right? And I'm not going over the side of the cliff. I'm to the edge, and I'm standing my ground.
Anthony, we can't wait for the better weather. If you're not coming out because you're too tired, too tired means I'm stronger and I'm going to fight harder.
Right.
Bad weather means I'm going to bring 5 friends with me.
Correct.
This is not the time to shrink. This is the time to stand and fight. And let me tell you something. I have seen in the last couple of months, I have seen all kinds of forces get in the way of what we are trying to do. Okay, the rally day, the worst storm in 100 years.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
We cannot be daunted.
Correct.
We cannot shrink from challenges. The harder the challenge, the harder we need to try, and the more determined we need to be. There is no try. I'm sorry to quote Star Wars. Now is when it matters most, and there are no excuses now. If we lose this battle, we lose gun rights in New Jersey. And if we lose it in Jersey, it encourages everybody else in the rest of this country. This fight is not just in New Jersey. It's throughout the United States, and we cannot let New Jersey become another New York. We cannot be another example and model for these people who want to take away gun rights. It has nothing to do with crime. It has to do with people who don't believe people should be allowed to own guns. And isn't it interesting that the movement to do this is getting closer and closer at the same time we're talking about collapse of the dollar and preparation? Okay, the last thing we need to do is to be unprepared and disarmed before things get really bad in this country.
You buy stuff from Frank and get out safe, how are you going to protect it without a gun and without ammo?
Absolutely.
Right? When my in-laws come knocking on the door looking for some of those freeze-dried
foods,
you
might have to make them stay.
No.
I may pick up some of those methane filters later.
We could
Frank,
use,
what aisle are the morphine vials in,
we need.
Frank?
Yes.
What aisle are the morphine vials in?
All right, Anthony, what's coming up at Gun for Hire Academy?
Well, we're offering Utah carry permit everywhere from Philly, Little Egg Harbor, and Belleville. If you want to become an NRA instructor, reach out to us, send us an email. Refuse to be a victim instructor. Range safety officer courses coming up. We're also offering the NRA defensive pistol and personal protection outside the home. All Gun for Hire alumni get 50% off every class. I want to thank Frank from Get Out Safe NJ.
Absolutely.
Visit his Facebook page. Frank, any last words before we throw Scott out?
Well, I remember what I was going to say about what my wife was going to throw something at me. I just want to say, I don't care where you buy it. I would appreciate you buying it here. But for your family's sake, buy food. Buy water. Be prepared.
Buy it here.
Buy it here.
Buy it here.
I'd appreciate that. We'd appreciate that. But that being said, just be prepared.
Right. And thank you for having the balls to be on our show.
Right. Thank you very much, and thanks for being allowing me to be a sponsor.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, our Star Wars quoting attorney, Scott Bach, and Frank for hosting us, we do thank you for listening. Thank you. Keep up the good fight. Stay together. Get somebody involved. We love you. Thank you. Thanks for showing up. We'll see you next week.